In this Leicester this weekend, it's Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up, and I'm joined by Josh Williams, Mo Stewart, Andy and Sam, and there will be a little bit of Pete Selby later in the show. But Josh, for the second week running, Liverpool have consigned my agenda to the bin, pretty much, which I'm fine with. They seemingly like renewing contracts now, and as we all suspected, Virgil van Dijk is over the line. It's another 2 years of the captain.
I had a feeling we'd start with this, yeah. It's great news, though. On my way in today, I was just whistling Van Dijk's song to myself, found myself doing that, mate. But yeah, it's great news. Obviously, I think he's still the best in the world in this position, despite his age. And it means any kind of forecast of decline that Liverpool were going to suffer from next season is now in the bin for me. I think with Van Dijk still on the team, with Salah still on the team, you kind of guaranteed a certain floor. And I think that floor is really high. Without him in the team, maybe you drop down to the top four level defence, but it just means that the kind of the glory days maybe are continuing moving forward. And just thinking about it as well, thinking about the player, I think one of the first kind of thoughts I had with it on the back of the news was just it's gonna be a pleasure to watch him for another 2 years. And you don't often think like that about defenders, do you? Like, it's not, that's usually an attacker's thing, but just the way he defends, you know, he just absolutely effortless, you know, that comes off the pitch spotless, good at everything, no weaknesses, never really out of position, never caught out. The only mistakes he ever makes seems to stem from like a position of complacency where it's too easy for him, you know. So he's just absolute top player, and very, very happy that we've tied him down for another 2 years. Best I've ever seen in this position, Premier League all-timer, and let's keep going.
I think that's all spot on, Mo, to be fair, what Josh has said there. I think from a Liverpool having to do more work point of view, it's a massive tick in the box as well. You know, similar with Salah, if all of a sudden you're faced with a summer where you've got to replace them too, and we are talking about all-timers, Liverpool greats here, if you've got to go and do business to cover those, then my God, that's a hell of a summer. We expect it to be a big summer anyway, but with the captain now signed, with Salah now signed, it just takes the pressure off.
It does massively take the pressure off. I think outside of the fact that he's such a great player and his ceiling is so high, as Josh said, centre-half is such a hard position to buy for at the moment, particularly if you're looking to buy a cornerstone of the team for years to come. Young centre-halves are really hard to assess.